Welcome back, everybody. It is After Hours, Let's Talk, the place where the night's secrets are safe and nothing is off limits. Tonight's topic is one that hits deep. We're talking about loyalty and that gut-punching feeling when you realize you can't control it. You can't control someone's loyalty. No matter how much you've been there for them, no matter what you've done, no matter the history you share. And the worst part, sometimes it's not the strangers who disappoint you. It's the people you swore would never. So let's talk about it. But first, this is the part of the show that's called What's on Your Mind Tonight. I have two submissions tonight that we're going to be reading. So the first one comes from someone who wrote, "We as humans tend to believe we can control things, but loyalty of another person is not one of them. No matter the relationship, loyalty will never be the same in anyone's head, because we all have our own perception of what that is. Loyalty is devotion, and devotion is the enthusiasm for a person. That is something we lack as humans based on interaction and encounters from previous relationships with people that may have shown negative behaviors that lead to the downfall in a growing spirit." And you know what? I never thought of it that way. And I must say, that was very thought-provoking. It makes me reevaluate how I think about loyalty and devotion together as one. So thank you for that. And then we have one more, What's on Your Mind Tonight? And they wrote, "I've been thinking of how easy it is for men to detach themselves from relationships that women would fight to keep. It's just amazing how much lack of loyalty these men actually have to their spouses and significant others. Sorry, hoe ass niggas." Well, if you've ever been there, you know how much that can truly hurt. And here's the thing. Loyalty is never returned in the manner in which you give it. You can't control loyalty in someone else because you don't at all look at it the same way, unfortunately. We can't buy it, we can't force it, and we sure as hell can't expect it from everyone you love. Call your family or your friends or partners. And that was deep. Thank you guys both for those submissions. I really truly appreciate those. So let's get into our main segment here, guys. As I'm sitting here tonight, I used to think loyalty was automatic. That if you're real with people, they'll be real with you. I truly believe that as long as I'm honest and I'm real, and I'm a real friend and partner, that I would get that in return from people in my life. You know, loyalty meant to me that I have your back no matter what, and I'll show up for you no matter what we go through in life. But I started realizing as I got older that I was showing up for people that would, in a blink of an eye, never once think twice to do the same for me or even care about me. Or worry if they're hurting me, just as long as they got what they needed and wanted from I started noticing I was draining myself for people who wouldn't care if I lost everything, including myself. And that's a hard reality to come to. I've had relationships where I've stood 10 toes down, went hard for people. Gave them everything I could when I could, and even when I could not. I was there for people in the most vulnerable and their most difficult and their most lowest moments, as well as their most happiest and most exciting moments, just for them to not be there for me in the same way. That hurt. It hurt me a lot to know that people couldn't show up for me the way that I showed up for them, because I truly cared. My loyalty for people I care about, it runs so deep, you guys, and so hard, just like the love I have. And it hurts my soul to know that people didn't show the same energy, the same love, and the same loyalty like I did for them. But you know, one day, it really just hit me. Their loyalty was never mine to control. I mean, I could be the best friend in the world, the best partner in the world. But if someone doesn't choose to be loyal to me, there's nothing I could do that would ever change that. I think we all have to realize that loyalty isn't a transaction. It's not a debt someone owes you. It's a decision they make over and over again, especially when it's hard. And I realized I was choosing them and my loyalty to them over and over again, and they were never choosing me. I mean, gotta really let that sink in, to choose someone over and over again and realize that they're never choosing you back. They're never choosing to show up for you. They're never choosing to be loyal to you. They're never choosing to be there for you. It's gut-wrenching. It's soul-crushing to finally realize that the loyalty you put out there and give to others is something that you don't get back. But I guess that's the way of the world, right? We can't expect everyone or the people in our lives to be and think the same way that we do, to give and feel the same way that we do. My morals and my values are not the same as someone else's. And I think once we come to realize that and understand that, it makes navigating through these life obstacles easier, less gut-wrenching, less hurtful. And you know what? Here's what hurts. When you try to control loyalty, you start begging for the bare minimum. You start accepting crumbs just because you remember the feast you once had with them. And we do that a lot. Just being human, you know. We hold on to the good times. We hold on to those great moments, those good moments, and how a person was before. And we hold on to that, hoping that they'll be that way again, or you'll get that again. And the hard reality is that you may never. People change constantly from day to day, year to year. We're never the same person. But you know, those crumbs will never fail you. So you have to find what's good for you, what's feeling for you, You have to find those people in your life that are going to fill you up and provide the loyalty and the love that you need and that you deserve. I really had to learn to stop chasing people, to keep their promises, and just chasing people in period just to be a good person to me. If someone wants you in their life or wants to be in your life, they'll be there. You won't have to beg. You won't have to chase. They will show up for you every single time because they want to be there. And if they don't, their absence is your answer. And it's their answer as well. Because they decided that they don't want to be in your life. And them not being there is your undeniable answer that they don't want to be. And we can't force anyone to do anything that they don't want to do. So, I must say, loyalty is shown in silence, in how people talk about you when you're not around, in how they show up when it's inconvenient, in how they hold your name with respect even when you're not on speaking terms. That's true loyalty. Being there regardless of what you're going through, how you may feel about a person, having the utmost respect because you love and you care about them, to be there, to show them respect, to not tarnish them even when you don't feel that great about them. I mean, but each his own, right? Loyalty means so many different things to so many different people. And unfortunately, at the end of the day, once you see that a person's loyalty doesn't match yours or doesn't show up in those ways that I just mentioned, in silence, when people talk about you when you're not around, showing up when it's inconvenient, holding your name with respect when you're not on speaking terms, they're not showing that. Once you see that, you can't unsee it. So that brings me into tonight's quote of the night, you guys. Loyalty is proven, not promised. Words are easy. Action is hard. And it's in those moments where loyalty, or the lack of it, is revealed. Hold on to that, you guys. Write it down. Remember it. When you just need a small reminder, when you're dealing with wondering why someone's loyalty isn't being matched by your sense of loyalty. So, if you're holding on to someone who's already let you go, remember, you can't control loyalty, but you can control who gets access to you. Protect your space, protect your heart, and pay attention to the people who are consistent in both your sunny days and your storms. Because at the end of the day, loyalty is a reflection of them, not you. With that being said, if this episode resonated with you tonight, Send it to someone who's wondering if you can control someone's loyalty. They don't need to question why or why not someone is being loyal or isn't being loyal any longer. But maybe, just maybe, they need to hear they're not alone. When it comes to where they stand in this journey of loyalty that we are all experiencing. This is After Hours, Let's Talk. I'm your host, Shorty For Real. And if you would like to be featured in the What's On Your Mind Tonight segment, the link to the submission form is in the episode description. Until next time, my beautiful friends, take a breath, take it easy, and remember, the night always has something to say. Good night, guys.